Melbourne born and bred and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. This
is the Fox. What a strange Wednesday though. Like even the first thing I said when I came in was, how was your weekend?
Yeah.
Because I'm so confused. And you've got like, not only is it halfway through a week, it's the start of the year. So sort of we're getting used to work. Kids are going back to school, and as a parent, you're like, oh, have they got a new lunchbox? Have they got pens and rulers and stuff? God. It's a bit stressful to get back into the year after the summer holidays.
That's only because we worked Monday, I think.
Yeah.
I think people that have had a 4-day weekend are like, whew, Wednesday.
Yeah, easy.
Wednesday. We're the one that are like, what planet are we
on? Two more days and we're off again.
But even if you've had a holiday and then you're going back to work, you can be a bit flat. You can think, oh, no, work's approaching. I'm a bit flat. What I need is some inspiration. And we on this show, we love to give you inspiration, but not from us because we are mere
mortals
talking into microphones. Our listeners, Nick, and this is a fantastic insight into our Melbourne listeners who are so incredibly talented, so creative. Their job right now when we play this segment is to come up with the original quotes, inspirational quotes that they have come up with. In fact, I think we've got our jingle, Josiah, is that right?
Wherever you go, that's where you'll be.
There is always a way. If it's good, remember it. If it's bad, get over it.
If you find a hole, just keep digging.
To everyone out in Melbourne, if I'm a bird, then you're a bird.
I'm going to run for a wall on that pumped up. That is, who's not fired up? Is this grand final day?
Yes.
What's happened?
Yeah. See, it's already got you. I just saw
your
energy lifted when you heard those quotes. So 131060, guys, come on, call in with some quotes to get people fired up for hump day and what is the end of the holidays, getting ready to go back to work or school.
I'll pump him up.
Yeah.
I'll pump him up with
one.
You're
pumping.
And just to let the listeners know, we haven't done this for a while.
Yeah.
Something like this, Nick. Live every day of it your last. Because you know what? One day it will be.
Wow.
Inspirational.
Where did you read that?
That's my go-to, man.
No, because usually he's Googling. Sometimes he comes out with
I'm coming back after the break. I've got heaps.
Have you?
I've got to sort out a will. My wife doesn't know the banking code. Oh, no.
We've even got, let's go back to, remember last year, Chris in Watsonia? Let's have a listen.
Life is a little bit like a crappy Balinese DVD. May not always be the best quality, but if you see it out to the end, at least you know what's going to happen.
God, he's signed up beautifully.
What would we do without Chris in Watsonia? I mean, that's the kind of attitude we want going into a weird half week where you don't really want to be at work. Or Jason in Frankston.
It is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. At the end of the day, it's night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Nick,
mate.
Your mind was just blown, wasn't it?
I'm changed.
What about James in Point Cook?
So life is a highway until you hit roadworks.
With sound effects. Oh, this will be great.
This will be. Okay, 131060, let's hear your inspirational quotes, Melbourne.
131060 is the number. You're waking up with Fifi Fevenick on 101.9 The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Yeah, Wednesday. We were just saying, interesting day to be motivated. If you are going to work, it doesn't feel like you should be at work. It really should be. I mean, I was going to say something I'm just going to regret. But without any of the political connotations attached to this, it should be like a week off instead of one day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why not? If we are going to get the public holiday for that day that I'm too scared to mention, well, do we just have a week?
Just roll it out.
Just roll it all into one. Now, Boxy, it is Nick's first week.
Yes.
A week and a half. He's a new job. So I thought I'd give him a bit of inspiration.
Great, because that's what we're doing. Inspirational quotes.
And being an ex-sports person, we got a lot of pumping up. So, Nick.
By the way, you should say you played... You're a dual Coleman medalist, and I played up until under-18s at the Werribee Tigers.
Yeah, no need to pump me up, mate. But I am a two-time Coleman medalist, but thank you for that.
I played the back line.
Believe you can, Nick, and you're halfway there.
Oh, wow. Believe you can.
Where did you get that
halfway
one?
Halfway there.
No, go up on. There. Who did you? You've Googled. Who was it, really?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Just a former President of the United States. Now, Brooke in Werribee is called. Hi, Brooke.
Hello.
Look, firstly, well done, because at the moment you are the backbone of Melbourne. You have decided to prop everybody up who needs a bit of a pump up this morning. We love that, Brookie. What is your quote?
You can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose. Brooke from Werribee.
That's very nice.
Did you come up with that yourself, Brooke? Oh,
yes.
I like
just
it.
Had a go at breaking that quote.
He did. He tried to pick Nick's nose.
Yeah.
So what's the, let's break that one down. So you, what, is there an underline, is there some subtext to that, Brooke, or it's just really just don't pick anyone's nose? Yeah.
I wouldn't pick anybody's nose.
No.
Now,
it's really a community service announcement.
I just want to unpack Brooke. I love Brooke ringing in from Werribee, the home of Nick Cody. You can pick your nose. Ask one of the Kardashians. They've all got different noses.
Yeah, no, Brooke said that. Oh, sorry, Brooke. It was just a Kardashian gag. Fev had to squeeze in there. Great. We love that.
Take him a nice little sip of water afterwards. He's like, nailed this one. Next. Who are we on?
We love an original quote, Brooke. Ross from Frankston. Ross, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good. Now, Ross, I love it. You've already got the passion. It sounds like you're motivated. Hit us with your quote.
Never waste a good panic.
Never waste it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, you know how you might panic because you're running late for work?
Yeah.
Don't waste that. Is that what you mean, Ross?
That's correct.
You have the panic when the plane's coming down or something. That's when you panic.
Absolutely.
How do you not waste that?
Absolutely.
But how do you not waste a panic? That's what I want to know.
Just don't panic at all.
No, I like it. So if you're, for instance, if you're coming to work and you're like, oh, I'm going to be late, just relax. It's not worth panicking over that because your blood, you know, your heart's going to race. You're wasting heartbeats that you could use at another time.
I don't
just
panic.
Just relax. Unless
I don't, can't see Fev ever getting
panicked.
No,
I can't
see
that.
I panic a lot.
I like that, Ross. That was a good one. I mean, not that Brooks
wasn't.
You're
all over it.
We've got picky noses.
This could be
panic.
My favourite.
Can I tell you something? The inspirational ones, if they're short like that, could you start winding up? Like, what's this going to be? Oh, no, it's just one sentence. I think a couple of sentences for a good.
Oh, so you're giving Ross some constructive criticism.
You know, right? Ross.
Yeah. Wow. Now he's panicking. Don't waste it, Ross. Do not waste it.
Jack in Cranbourne. Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Hey, Jack. We love this. We've had Brooke and Ross get us up and about. Help Melbourne out, Jack. Give us a little bit of inspiration to get through this hump of a week.
Every day is a good day. Granted, you wake up. It's when you don't wake up, you have a problem.
Bang.
That's very true, Jack. And it was said in and delivered in such a way that it was so unique to you, Jack.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you love it, Feb, or do you feel like you've come up with that too?
No, it's the same as if you don't eat, you don't poop, you die. Same thing.
Is it? I think they're very different, but I love it anyway.
101.9 The Fox.
What's funny, Nick, in terms of Feb and I, our babies are 9 months apart. So as when Toby was born, I just found out I was pregnant.
Okay.
So
I had a double pregnancy.
Yeah, you did. Wife and work wife pregnant. Went bang. One.
I thought I'd got rid of it. Like, yes, back to normal, living normal. And then I had to come in to Fee being pregnant.
But surely you knew all the questions to ask. Yeah. And you don't push buttons. You don't push buttons if somebody's pregnant. Just let them do whatever they're going to do.
Oh, you see how far you can get. You get shut down real quick.
But what's fun for me is everything I see Toby do, I know Daisy will catch up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Daisy's just hit prime Toby about 9 months ago when Toby was texting everybody and ringing everybody.
Yeah.
So now with my phone, and because they mimic, so that she knows which, like, well, now Daisy can find ABC iView. She knows how to find ABC Kids and then get Bluey. She can actually navigate her way through the phone apps to get her show, which she's 18 months. That is insane. She can't even say mum yet. Like, that's amazing.
Doesn't have to. She was just going to ask you to do that anyway.
Yeah, give me the phone.
Scared the middleman.
To the point where in my apps now, I've hidden my messages and my phone people.
Yeah.
It does sound. Alex is like, where's your messages? I'm like,
deleted.
Hidden because Toby gets in them. And they're literally hidden in a different app because Toby messages people all the time.
And I think, well, so Daisy, so she's done a couple. Oh, one was really embarrassing. There was somebody had sent me some messages and I was trying to distance myself from this person. And I just hadn't got back to her because I'll just deal with that. And then
the young mediator comes in.
Yeah.
Sort it all out.
Do you know what she did? You know how you can react to messages?
Oh.
Oh, no.
So she reacted. So that person's message had sat there for a day and I was figuring out how to deal with it. And then because I was going in, when I'm lying in bed at night, it's the first time I go through my phone, what's on WhatsApp, what messages have I got to reply to? And then I just saw I'd reply to this girl and I'm like, what did I say? And Daisy giving her the thumbs down. She actually put a thumbs down.
Well, she nailed it.
I know, but then I had to awkwardly unmo. But then a friend on yesterday sent a message saying, should we get our kids together and have a play date before they go back to school? Daisy had found a GIF. Yeah. I don't even know how, I honestly wouldn't know how to find a GIF if you asked me to. She got that Scooby-Doo GIF where Scooby-Doo's shaking his head and his finger. And so my friend thought that was me going, no, we're not doing a play date. And then pretty my friend's funny, just written back, ha, 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 ha. Like, don't.
Good no, gift, but again, though. She's nailed it.
I know.
It Nick. Sounds like you shouldn't have a phone. It sounds like she should have a phone and keep your life in order.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Yesterday, now there were obviously lots of ceremonies for Australia Day, and Scott Morrison found himself giving out lots of the awards and a lot of chaos around that. Some people giving them back, some people going, thank you, you're welcome. But one thing that did catch my attention was the fact that ScoMo, and a good friend of our show, by the way, Nick,
we got him in.
We've had him in a few times. I think he's going to come on the show tomorrow to say hi.
We got him in. We got him voted in.
We did.
He was about $8 to win, and then we got him on this show. Next morning, bang, neck minute.
Is that good?
Prime Minister.
Yeah. But one word he was really struggling with yesterday at the citizenship ceremonies was citizenship.
Yeah.
Nearly got it out.
Now, as a requirement of the Australian Citizenship Act of 2007... an Australian citizenship is a common bond. Persons on whom Australian citizenship is conferred.
Is he drunk?
I think it. Oh, we've talked about this before, and you probably know it, Nick. They're called wordles. Yeah. They're words that you get wrong all the time, and you can actually hear his anxiety. I can hear his anxiety. Yeah. He knows that word is coming in his speech, and he goes through and tries to do it really fast. Citizenship to make it go away.
It's like Boxy. Loves January, but when she gets to the next month, she really doesn't. It's like a build-up like ScoMo just had. What month is it next?
Feb.
You just can't say it.
I cannot say it. Feb that month. February. It really gives me anxiety, Nick. Like, somebody gave me this tip to just do it slowly. I mean, it's a bit of a cheat, though. So if you just go Feb, Rue, Airy. But if you try
just
to...
Don't. Just don't. Just say the one before March.
Exactly.
You don't want to go slow-mo halfway through a... Yeah, so anyway, next month, February. You know, we'll be heading away. It's like, no, just skip it.
Have you got a word that you struggle with?
A lot of my friends make fun of me because I say street. That's how I say... I can't
What's
say
wrong with that?
Street. S-C-H. I'm like, street.
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 See, I wouldn't
it just sounds
known.
A bit street.
No. What do you say?
Fuck, mate.
You say the
Anything.
Word street.
Street?
You both say street.
Street. Yeah. Yeah, it's not right.
No, it's not. It's street.
See, there you go.
What is it?
Street.
And what's next month?
What's he saying? You're saying the same thing.
No, he's...
street. S-C-H.
It sounds the same.
Okay, I'm going to do them both. Street.
Yeah.
Street.
Same thing.
It's not the same.
101.9 The Fox.
We've got a little slight medical type of emergency happening here in the studio at the moment. A lot of parents might relate to this. School doesn't go back tomorrow for my daughter Trixie, going into grade 2 already. But so she's coming to work with me today, and her tooth is hanging on.
It's one on
of her
lip.
Little one of her little baby teeth is hanging on.
I'll fix it.
No. See, Trixie just really didn't want you to do that. We've got all the blood tissues here. We know it's going to go. And Fev has offered a number of times to rip it out
and
for her.
And we said, you can't jumper punch a child, Fev.
Trixie, it'd be easy. All I've got to do is get a little bit of string and I'll put it towards that door. And then you stand there and I'll quickly shut it and it'll be out.
No.
Are you sure? Okay, we'll do it.
You know the worst bit? I always thought, you know what I'd love to be? I'd love to be a paramedic. You know, you get to help people out. You're doing the good thing. Yes. I see a child's tooth wobbly and I'm like, I'm going to spew. I need a bucket. I'm going to be sick.
I'm her mum. This is not my area. And every time she sort of like pokes it out with her tongue, I go, no.
What did you do when you were younger, Boxy? Like, did you just let it fall out naturally or
absolutely.
Did you play with it?
Absolutely. See, no.
Trix is playing with it now.
Yeah,
sorry, Dave, what was that?
Let it fall out naturally.
She does have a mouthful of tissues.
Let it fall out naturally.
Glad you got that. Well, when I was younger, Jason and I used to go, righto, when the tooth was ready to go, because you know those old-fashioned doors with the wooden knob? You'd tie it to that, get a string, and you'd sit there on the bed and you'd do a countdown. And the build-up, like, you're like, you didn't want it to happen, but you wanted it to happen.
Oh,
like,
if you're the brother.
You're sick. And, if you're the brother, you'd tease. Yeah. You'd like half open the door, half shut it, and then you go, whack! And then it goes out and it's gone. Like, there's no pain.
You just traumatised a 7-year-old. Trixie just heard that. He's scared. No.
If I was the brother doing that, I'd be counting down from 50 or something.
Yeah.
Really?
100%.
Yes. Do you remember, Nick?
No, I was always let it fall out. I had a few loose unit cousins. Yeah, the shed door. I had one cousin that tied it to the door himself and then kicked the door. Sorry, Trixie. You don't have to do it, Trixie.
Yeah, But the best thing is, Trixie, the tooth fairy comes, leaves money. The quicker the tooth comes out, the quicker you got cash.
Cash. You need cash dollars. You're going back to school tomorrow.
Yeah, but hang on. I just heard.
Oh. You can't buy anything at school.
What?
What about the canteen?
Yeah. Canteen? Don't you have a school canteen?
Don't usually get that.
No, you don't get that.
Usually get that, boy.
She doesn't get cash. She uses mum's black Amex.
Put it on the tab.
DIY dentistry. I'm not a big fan of it. And Fev, you know that, but Nick, no, it's not something that in fact, anything DIY that really should be taken care of by someone who does 8 years of medical training, I leave it to them. But 131060, because I can already see calls coming through. If you've done any DIY dentistry, or you've got any horror stories about what your parents did to you as a kid, I'll remove my daughter from the studio so she doesn't hear them. But if you've got any tips.
You can always borrow this tooth. Tricks.
131060 is the number. I'll speak to you next.
1019, The Fox.
Big result in the studio.
She's in the mirror.
30 seconds away ago, Trixie's tooth came out.
Yes,
she's done.
So phew.
Did she film it?
She filmed it.
She filmed it.
She
what
was
a
sitting
legend.
Here with the camera and flicking it around, and then it just came out. Yes. That's the way I wanted it to happen, because she came into work with me today. Obviously, school goes back tomorrow, so mummy's just doing a little bit of daycare in the office. But I knew that once she got around the boys, particularly Fev, you were giving her some strategies to yank it out, which was terrifying her.
Was it giving strategies or threatening to, look, this is how we can do it? She wanted no part of what
once
you were
once we went off air,
offering.
I said, you've got to push it the other way, sort of into your mouth, because then it'll take it off. And that's what she did, it came out. So you're welcome.
DIY dentistry, though, it's really old school. See, I think things that were happening in the 80s, and even the 70s and earlier, I don't think it's wise. I don't think parents are encouraged to tie string to the back of a door and slam it. I just don't think that's the way to do it. Fev, you're looking at me like, why?
But it's a straight break out.
It's
going to come out. There's no 27-year-old getting around with a mouthful of loose baby teeth going, I'm just too scared. I can't take the next step.
It's straight out.
Go. Sandra in South Morang. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Oh, we're better now, Sandra. The tooth's out. I'm very relieved.
Oh, that's great.
Now, what about you? Do you do some DIY dentistry at home?
Oh, definitely. Everybody knows if they need a tooth yanked out, they come to me. Just put the fingers around the tooth and give it a good old pull.
Bang. Easy.
Sandra!
Well done, Sandy.
Just kidding.
I've got the sweaty palms.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
Pull it out. I've got three children. One's almost 18 and the other, youngest one's 12, so I've probably pulled out, I don't know, about 50 in their time.
Bang.
Will any of them become dentists, you think, Sandra?
No, definitely.
She's
not.
Like, nah.
Are you good, out of interest, Sandra, are you good with a splinter as well?
Oh, yeah. Anything.
I can't do splinters.
Vomit. I could do anything except vomit.
I might just get your number, actually, Sandra. You could come in handy. I'm not good at some of this stuff.
I reckon Sandra sounds like she'll just have a crack. What do you need? Double bypass. All right. Get us a saw. I'll figure this out in the backyard.
It's so sad, though, Box. You got to think, like, that tooth will never come back. Your baby just lost another baby tooth.
Oh, come on. Let's soon not make it sad and gross.
No, that's what I always think. When their teeth fall out, I'm like, oh, my God, they're growing up. They're getting older. Like, that tooth's gone forever.
Yeah, I know. What's more concerning, though, is how much the tooth fairy delivers to your house for your girls. You just told Trixie, and she's like,
it's not our fault.
I know. Courtney in Williamstown. Hey, Court.
Hello, how you going?
Good, Court. What are you, how was your DIY dentistry?
I thought Bev might like this one. My dad's a very country down and out sort of guy. He used to use garden pliers.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, garden pliers. What? Yeah.
Like a little pair of pliers on our really wobbly ones.
Yeah, nothing wow. like that. Just get it around, bang, yank.
There is. Yeah. Just a bit of time. They'll come easy. Out. You don't need pliers.
You don't, Nick. I'm with you. Yeah. They will come out.
Did you give up the passwords? That sounds like he's trying to get information out of you.
Jade in Cranbourne North. Hey, Jade.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Jade. What kind of DIY dentistry is going down in your family?
My mum's partner, his teeth fell out at some stage and he ended up crafting his own using PVC piping.
Hold on.
He's made his own implants.
Yeah. Yeah, just made his own. I never noticed until one day my mum made a joke and he just kind of popped them out. And I thought, what's going on here?
I mean, what's very impressive about that? It's one thing to make the tooth. How did he get it in there, though? Like, nailed it into his mouth?
I really don't know. I don't know if somehow he just kind of jammed them in or he made some kind of support structure. He's very good at DIY and just I guess he just took it dental.
Glued him to a mouth guard. He's got two normal teeth and the rest are lined grain.
I don't even know.
Okay, that's quite impressive.
Very good.
And Daniel in Airport West. Daniel, DIY dentistry.
All right, you can't beat the good old-fashioned flick of the tooth, and you just got to be careful not to send it down the back of the throat.
Oh.
But my favourite was we got my son, and he was about 4 or 5 at the time. We tied some dental floss around his tooth and the other end to a Nerf gun and just shot the bullet out and popped it out.
Brilliant. At least it's fun.
I don't know
The next one I want to try is with a remote control car. Same way, tie the string on. And just press go and let it fly.
Yep, that is smart.
Daniel, were there tears? Were they crying?
Oh, a little bit at the start, just before we loaded the bullet in the gun. But after it popped out, he was fine.
Mate, tears of joy for being the coolest kid ever.
Yeah,
sounds amazing.
You sit there and you'd be like horrified at the start, going, ah, and then once you go, right, I'm about to shoot it, like, be like, whoa! And then when it got shot and you watched the bullet go with your tooth hanging off, sick.
The remote control car was actually how they took my appendix out. Same thing.
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101.